Exclusive, U.S. Ambassador to UN Mike Waltz on President Trump, he is the president of peace. By Matthew Boyle on October 24, 2025. New York City, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, UN, Mike Waltz, in his first major interview after his U.S. Senate confirmation, told Breitbart News that President Donald Trump is the president of peace. Waltz sat down for more than half an hour with Breitbart News for an exclusive long-form on-camera video interview inside the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, hall on Thursday afternoon. Just weeks ago, Trump and other world leaders had addressed the annual assembly inside this room. And infamously, the teleprompter stopped working during Trump's address after an escalator had stopped working upon the president's entrance into the facility. Waltz told Breitbart News that his agenda as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is to help execute Trump's peace agenda. And he also said he told the president that the teleprompter issue actually ended up helping Trump because he spoke from the heart unscripted in his address. "People ask me all the time, what's my agenda here as ambassador? The answer is easy, it's President Trump's peace agenda," Waltz said. "He is the president of peace. He has used the power of the presidency, the power of his personality, and the fact that all of these world leaders and the relationships he's developed may not trust each other, and in fact oftentimes hate each other, but they trust him. So, as he said right here in the General Assembly, when his teleprompter didn't work, but I actually told him. I said, 'Mr. President, I actually think it was a great thing because in many ways it just shows you unscripted.' Any other world leader would have melted right there. Not him, because his convictions are so clear and his agendas are so clear and he just kind of charged forward." Waltz noted, too, that Trump's speech here and his own testimony before the Senate ahead of his confirmation were focused on restoring the original purpose of the UN, stopping and preventing wars, and keeping peace, rather than the woke insanity on climate, gender, energy, and worse that the UN has gotten sidetracked with in recent years. "What he really asked in that speech, and what I asked in my testimony before the Senate, is what is the purpose of the UN, and how do we get it back to basics?" Waltz said. "It was founded in the wake of World War II, it was really put together by those who won the Second World War into 1. How do we prevent a third world war, and then, how do we bring peace and prosperity around the world and ensure that stays in place? So, like we've seen in our own federal government, we've got to cut out all the nonsense, all the climate and gender and woke agenda. Just as we've had to do that in Washington, we've got to do it right here in New York and get it back to basics. Stopping wars, preventing wars, and keeping the peace. That's what the president is all about, and that's what I'll be all about here as the ambassador." The bulk of Waltz's interview with Breitbart News focused on specific actions Trump and his administration are taking to force reform at the UN. But at the outset of this interview, Waltz, a former member of Congress from Northeast Florida, made clear how he would explain to ordinary Americans why having a place like the UN that actually works is important. He said Americans' tax dollars have been largely wasted here, and he is hoping to reform the place because the potential of the UN, if properly functioning, is, as Trump said during his address here, tremendous. "I know there are a lot of people out there, rightly so. I was a former member of Congress, and if I went to a town hall in North Florida and talked to a bunch of mechanics and teachers and firefighters, is there money, and we pay for, by the way, a quarter of everything the UN does, the United States pays for, is there money being well spent? I'd say right now, no, because it's being spent on all of these other woke projects rather than what it was originally intended to do, and what President Trump wants it to do and what I want it to do, which is focus on peace," Waltz said. "I would say to those who say, 'Why don't we just shut this thing down and walk away?' Well, I think we needed to be reformed in line with its potential that President Trump sees. And I think my answer would be we need one place in the world where everybody can talk. President Trump is the president of peace. He wants to keep us out of war. He wants to put diplomacy first and create deals. Well, there's one place in the world, and that's right here at the UN, that the Chinese, the Russians, the Europeans, developing countries all over the world, can come and do their best to hash things out. And I think if we frankly give the UN some tough, which we are doing right now, and get them away from all of that other nonsense, whether it's the climate agenda or the gender ideology or what have you, and get it focused back on creating peace deals and helping the president do what he does best. Then we can help it realize its potential. We have an entire strategy and plan to do that. More from Waltz's interview with Breitbart News, including detailed specifics on changes in the works at the UN thanks to American pressure from him and Trump, is forthcoming.